This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the town of Chatham is withholding their usual $2,000 to the Chatham-Ghent area seniors until the group signs a contract. The group has annually used the funds for monthly bus trips, and the kerfuffle is over who is responsible if something goes wrong. Bootie Fenhoff, the president of the seniors group, said she will not sign an agreement that makes her board members personally liable. Quote, you shouldn't have to lose your life savings, end quote, she said August 2nd. The group has an insurance policy with Metswood Harter. Chatham Town Supervisor Maria Lull insists the group sign a contract. Quote, the purpose of the agreement drafted by the town attorney is to protect the town and its taxpayers from liability, which might result from an accident when the seniors are on a field trip. The signing of an agreement is a New York State legal requirement that the town has to comply with, as we have done with all other organizations. The town is very happy to support these valuable senior field trips, and we look forward to signing an agreement to dispense the $2,000 to help underwrite them. End quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that animal shelters, rescue organizations, and other non-for-profit entities will now face surprise inspections under a new law announced by Governor Andrew Cuomo August 14th. Quote, for too long, unscrupulous pet dealers have avoided proper oversight and placed the health of pets under their care at risk in the name of profits, end quote, said Cuomo. Quote, this legislation closes this loophole, end quote. Animal shelters and rescue organizations must now register with the Department of Agriculture and Markets with a $100 annual fee. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that after a weekend of violence from white supremacist Ku Klux Klan members and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville, Virginia, folks in Woodstock held a rally against the racist violence on October 14th and was the main topic of discussion at the town board meeting on August 15th. Town Supervisor Bill McKenna said, quote, I'm ever optimistic the country will tilt back to the proper direction. It's going to take all of us. It's going to take an effort. But I think we all need to remember in a little over a year, there's going to be another election and we all have to do our part, end quote. One older councilperson recalled Nazi camps in the 1930s in the Catskills, which included one in Windham with a National Archives video, which you can see embedded on the WGXC newsroom page. Councilman and town historian Richard Heppner said, quote, we have had a cross burned in Woodstock. We have had hammers and sickles burned in Woodstock. It just requires vigilance to make sure that it doesn't happen again because it can happen here, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And some local representatives responded to the president's divisive, combative press conference on August 15th, where he said both Nazis and people protesting Nazis were responsible for the melee in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, quote, wow, what a disgrace. There is only one side. No one, especially not the leader of the free world, should ever tolerate violent racists, end quote. Senator Chuck Schumer tweeted, quote, by saying he is not taking sides, Donald Trump clearly is. When David Duke and the white supremacists cheer, you're doing it very, very wrong, end quote. Representative John Faso did not release any statement about the press conference. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did, tweeting, quote, there are no very fine white supremacists, Mr. Trump, end quote.
I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.